Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, August 11th, National Play in the Sand Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. On the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, as some schools get ready to reopen, including the Commerce ISD, we ask what's the most important thing children gain from being in school. Lonnie Schoenfeld says, social interaction and societal structure. Thanks, Lonnie. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, every day more money is printed for Monopoly than for the U.S. Treasury. But it's a close call. Birthdays. Born August 11th, 1921, Roots author Alex Haley. Pastor Jerry Falwell, born this day in 1933. Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, is 70. Hulk Hogan is 67. This day in history, August 11th, 1934, the first federal prisoners arrive at Alcatraz. This day in 1965, a massive riot breaks out in the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Gutted shells of buildings, flames raging out of control, and an atmosphere of apprehension still hover over the quieting Watts section of Los Angeles. Here for successive days and nights, mostly in the nights, the long hot summer had erupted into violence.
August 11th, 1973, a new movie celebrating the teen culture of the early 1960s opens on American movie screens.
American Graffiti! Where were you in 62?
This is DJ Kool Herc, the father of hip-hop.
Also this day in 1973, hip-hop music is born at a birthday party in the Bronx, New York, hosted by DJ Kool Herc. August 11th, 1984, while preparing for a televised speech, President Reagan makes an offhand joke about the Soviet Union.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
On the KETR events calendar, the Senior Center Resources and Public Transit Organization has gotten really creative during the pandemic. They're hosting parking lot bingo every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. at their building at 4912 Lee Street. It's open to all senior citizens in Greenville, so that'll be this morning at 9. And for more information on events in Northeast Texas or to post an event, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Alex Haley, whose birthday was August 11th. In every conceivable manner, the family is the link to our past and the bridge to our future. Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Tim, good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. We talked a few weeks ago, and at that time, kind of thinking in terms of fall sports being delayed a bit, but now Lone Star Conference has pretty much decided to push the team sports in a way, football, soccer, volleyball, and even basketball into the spring semester. So those sports will not be taking place in the fall.
That is true. Their championship segments will not be taking place in the fall. And, throughout this pandemic, any person in a position of leadership has to make the best decision with the best information they have at this time. What is very apparent in our league, you know, with 18 new members, you know, you have very unique geographical footprints, you know, representing four different states. That means four different state governments. You have different hot spots even throughout the state of Texas. You have differing medical opinions. There's a lot of information to digest and process, and our Council of Presidents voted, even though we were not in favor of it as an institution, our Council of Presidents voted to move spring sports by a narrow margin to the spring, fall sports to the spring. Mm-hmm. And so that was the decision made. And so now the things we've got to do, the things I can control, and we've already been doing this. We had Zoom calls with our soccer, volleyball, football teams starting Friday and into the weekend. And you know, chatting with them about what priorities are and what it may look like. And the bottom line is our kids want to play, but they also want to take advantage of that NCAA legislation where they don't lose a year of eligibility. And the way to do that is to only compete in 50% or less of your maximum contest. So in other words, you know, football can play 10 this year. So the way for football to be able to do it is to only play 5, volleyball to only play 10 dates, which could be one or two matches a day, and soccer to play 7, because that's all of those are half, 7's half of 14, 10's half of 25, half of 10. But we at least have a path. We know there will not be LSC fall championship sports in the fall. Outside of cross country.
We're talking with Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. So if I hear you correctly, there would only be a partial football schedule, a partial volleyball and soccer schedule, maybe 5 football games in the spring?
No, that's the way to preserve that eligibility. And that's what our kids and our coaches want. So that's what we want to try to make happen. I mean, I've been on countless phone calls and video conferences since the announcement came out on Friday, and both with fellow ADs around the conference and, frankly, around the region, because I want to put together a 5-game football schedule. I hope it involves, you know, some of our competitive brethren within the Lone Star. Mm-hmm. But my priority is to put our student-athletes in the best position.
Right.
To have a safe and competitive experience while preserving their year of eligibility.
And briefly, this decision by the conference came about at least partly because the NCAA has decided they're not going to have playoffs in those sports in the fall. They're not going to play for a national championship in the fall.
Yeah, correct. It was a couple of days of pretty rough dominoes last week as the NCAA Board of Governors said that the earliest fall championships could happen would be the spring. And then, frankly, immediately within a couple of hours, the Division II President's Council that has ultimate authority on Division II governance, which is a collection of, obviously, Division II presidents from around the country, they made the decision that we were not going to conduct fall championship, sanctioned NCAA fall championships. It doesn't mean that schools can't still, you know, sponsor their conference championship. Well, mm-hmm. The conference offices can't still sponsor their conference championships, and schools still can't play their competitive allotments, but there won't be an NCAA trophy awarded in football, volleyball, soccer next year.
And not in the fall and not in the spring.
For the entire 21 academic year.
Now, would basketball be similar? Would you be playing just a partial schedule?
No, basketball, I mean, there's no championship decisions made beyond the fall.
I see.
The only thing they've said is basketball conference-only schedule can't start until the first, after July 1. And it doesn't mean we can't start our practices, you know, later in the fall like a normal year.
You said July 1, you mean January 1st, did you mean?
I'm sorry, January 1, yeah.
I would guess that they would mostly be playing conference games and wouldn't have many non-conference.
Yeah, conference, that's what I said, conference.
I see,
schedule.
I see, yep. Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tim, a lot on your plate, and this is going to be a work in progress for a while yet to come. It's going to be a busy spring, isn't it?
It is.
All those sports going on.
It's very ironic. I think we have a little more, it's not necessarily better, we have a little more clarity than we had last Monday, and we'll probably have more clarity next Monday, and we'll keep talking as long as we need to, and just appreciate you and KETR keeping our fans informed.
Well, thank you, Tim. So, Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.